Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah is going to discuss a case where somebody has a wall that's next to his friend's wall, and it's in a shape that it's perpendicular, so it forms like an L. The Mishnah says, Mishnah Haya Koslo Samach L'Koslo Chavero, somebody who has his wall next to his friend's wall, again, like we said, in a perpendicular shape, so it's an L. Lo Yismach Lo Koslo Acher, he should not put another wall, let's say, to add another wall, so it will be the shape of a C or the letter Beis. Ella Imkin Hirchik Mimenu Arba Amos, unless he distances himself from his friend's wall 4 Amos. And the reason for that is because that it's a benefit. When people are able to walk next to a wall, it helps firm up the foundations of that wall. And until that foundation is set, it's to the advantage of the person who has a new wall to allow people to be able to walk there. So therefore, Chazal said that you have to allow 4 amos space when erecting a wall next to your friend's wall. Now the Mishnah turns to the halacha of building a wall adjacent to your friend's windows. V'achalonos, when it comes to your friend's windows and you want to build a wall next to them, milmalon, umilmaton, umikenegdon, arba amos. That whether in terms of how high the wall has to be, the wall has to be at least higher than 4 amos above the windows, or 4 amos below the windows, and opposite the windows, there has to be a space of at least 4 amos. The reason that it has to be at least 4 amos above the windows is so that if it would be less than 4 amos, the person standing on the wall could lean over and peer into the window. If it would be below the window, it needs to be at least 4 amos below. Otherwise, standing on top of the wall, he'd be able to peer into the window. And opposite, you need to leave a space of 4 amos so that you don't darken the light coming into the window.